Welcome to Campfire Chat. My name is Jimmy Jenkins, and I just wanted to share a few words of encouragement with you today. Can we just gather around the fire and choose today to fan the flame of hope and faith in your life? And remember, it only takes a spark of faith to keep the fire of God burning. So you become that spark and see the results of what you believe. And also, you can be an encourager today to help fan that flame of hope and that flame of faith into someone else's life. We're talking today just for a minute about changing your mind, but not your heart. And you know, they say that we change our mind and have like over 6,000 thoughts a day. Some say 6,200. I don't know where exactly how they come up with that, but we have so many choices within that short period of time, and we're constantly changing our minds. And you know, I was thinking about it, I was like, wow, why can't we change our heart? It's much easier to change our mind than it is to change our heart, isn't it? But the understanding is that if we will change our heart toward Him and toward doing the right thing, then perhaps we wouldn't have to change our mind as much. Because if you think about it, you know, we're changing our minds so much when we're not really sure of ourselves. But if we are assured of doing what's right and doing what He would have us to do, it would seem like it would be a lot easier to not change our minds so much. Let's face it, not doing the right thing when we know better tends to put some mental stress on us. But if we apply wisdom and good judgment and common sense with what we feel the Lord would have us do in a given situation, then mentally and physically and emotionally and in every way, we would be better, much better off. So why not decide to ask for that wisdom and make the right decision and not have to change our mind so much? Because the heart was changed to do what's right. So today, you know, be encouraged and consider changing your heart to do the right thing. And perhaps versus, you know, changing your mind 100 times, thinking about, wow, what do I do with this? What do I do with that? There's so many decisions, so many choices that we make every day. But give Him first place and ask Him for wisdom. And ask Him for favor in your choices. And He will come to you and He will give you the good judgment, the common sense, and He will encourage you through His word and through prayer to do the right thing. Psalm 51:10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." So today, I encourage you to look up, to ask God to help you in all of your choices and all of your decisions, that you would give Him first place and say to Him, "Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me." Today, be encouraged and pass it on.